Blog Talk Radio.
Red.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
I got a headache.
You got a headache?
Yeah, man, I got a headache. Cause it's one of those days, man. Just one of those.
I'm sorry
days.
To hear that, cuz.
Yeah, I know, me too. I don't like headaches.
Yeah, headaches. Headaches suck.
But, you know, indeed. But, you know, despite all, on with the show. What up, y'all?
Yeah.
Good.
What up?
That is Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all be?
What's up,
everybody?
How's
everybody doing? Hope all is well out there in internet land. With you guys, a lot of things going on in the world. You know, I just want to throw it out there, man. God bless to the Bahamas and all the people that have been in the path or has suffered, you know, but I think it's Hurricane Darian?
Mm-hmm. Darian? Dorian?
Yeah. I think one of them is Darian. Man, definitely a travesty. Tragedy.
Yeah.
Like I said, our prayers are, you know, with everybody, you know, who lost someone, can't find someone. You know, just in general, that whole region, man. You know, I mean, you want to let you know.
Yeah, even.
You're in our thoughts.
You know, even, you know, it's just, you know, it's a sad situation. You know, they call these things natural disasters, but, you know, sometimes I beg to differ because the destruction that goes on, it's a little bit too much. I mean, there's been hurricanes for years in the past, years, of course. But, like, the destruction that goes on in these hurricanes now, it's like, to me, it makes you think sometimes.
Yeah,
you're not
the only one. You're not the only one that feels that way, but, you know, I mean, you say too much, people, you know, want to persecute you. You don't say nothing, you know, they look at you funny anyway. So sometimes, like, damn, if you're doing good, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yo, what up, Lady T? Got Lady T in the house.
Lady T is in the house.
What's up?
AKA no chicken. No chicken,
no fish, no beef.
Yeah,
no,
lady,
she like fish.
No,
lady
I eat fish, yeah.
Yeah, I said like, you like fish.
Yeah. Yeah, Lady T, Lady T, a.k.a. N.C., no chicken.
And Lady T, I still don't know which BBW I am, okay? So
I
leave that up to...
I want to know. I need to know.
Child, listen, I'm trying to figure it out, too, because like I told you, it's like 20 categories to that. Now, I thought, you know, BBW. No, they got SSWV and everybody else and 112, and I don't know what's going on anymore.
I can't. Oh, my gosh.
112, I don't know what's going on. ABC, BBB.
Apparently, this is a conversation.
Oh, well, as long as you're not a size zero, you good. So that's good.
Yeah, well,
shout out to the
Sign
Zeros,
but
whatever.
Yeah, you guys on the Apple Truth definitely have some interesting stuff to talk about. But yeah, I said you guys on the Apple Truth definitely have some interesting things to talk about. But,
Lord.
Yeah, once again, it is Big Red and Brother B. We got guests in the house, Lady T, NC. Lady T, NC. NC is for no chicken.
No chicken.
She don't.
Oh, y'all not going to let me live that down, right?
Oh, hell no. You might lose some black supporters over the stuff like that. Like, no,
oh, please.
She's not Negro. She's not.
Whatever.
If you don't eat chicken and you're not a vegan, then something's wrong.
Listen,
you don't
I ain't
eat chicken and you're not
for
a
my
vegan.
whole lifetime. It's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
yo,
you get. I mean, I kind of feel on that because after a while, it's like. Everything tastes the same. It's like, damn, don't they have any new animals out? Is there any other animals out there? Like, I'll take horse right now.
We might get some new animals tonight based on this topic, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'd rather take, you know, some horse or some buffalo meat or, you know, some
You said some
earth,
horse.
Porcupine.
No, you don't. Oh,
nah,
goodness.
They got that. They got, like, beef jerky. They got bison burgers. They got all sorts. They got that, right?
Do they have porcupine meat, man?
Who's going to eat all porcupine right. meat? Do
yeah,
you still have scary
of
porcupine meat? Who's going to pick those things out, those prickly things, and clean
listen,
it?
Listen, somebody
eat
eats porcupine meat somewhere, okay?
So gross.
Oh, wait. Did you see that video on Facebook? This dude put a mongoose between two slices of bread and some lettuce on there, and he ate it with fries. And I was like, okay, that may be your thing, but that's nasty.
He must not eat it. He probably hasn't had food in centuries.
No,
to be that hungry for a mongoose, really?
No, listen, he put the
thing... A lot of Caribbean people eat that, you know?
Listen,
I've heard of Caribbean people eating iguanas, things like that. It's like, no. No mongoose. Okay.
But, yo, he put it on two slices of bread with some lettuce. And he like, how you gonna put a... Because it was like the whole mongoose, but cooked. And he put this damn thing, the whole thing, like, you know, he had to put that in a hero bread or something bigger, but he just put it on a roll.
He said in a hero bread.
He put it on a roll. He put it on a roll with some lettuce and cement, and he ate it like he just made, like some, a turkey sandwich.
A chopped cheese sandwich.
Yeah. That's how he's doing. He's eating like it was chopped cheese or something. And he's just going, and I'm like, I don't care how many.
Unbelievable.
I ain't tasting no goddamn mongoose.
Unbelievable.
Like, that dude's like, I don't know why Facebook is going to ban that damn video. Because he just looked real savage doing that.
All they needed was the caption, tastes like chicken. You know, they say everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I didn't even listen to it. I just realized that something was wrong with that dude. With a big ass mongoose on a roll with a piece of lettuce and a piece of tomato.
Some damn fries.
Yeah, something.
You might as well not
have
ate the damn fries.
The tail. The whole thing, the tail, the neck, the head, all that. He bit it like it was a neck bone or something.
That's
like, he was nasty.
He was a damn neck bone.
yeah, he was. He was putting bones out of his mouth and all that stuff. Ugh. Like he was. Yo, I just couldn't understand it. Yeah, listen, I'd rather the horse.
The horse.
You'd rather the horse.
So you can wake up in the morning running track? Yo, I care what you think. I care.
Do that again, Red.
Don't tempt her.
Oh, my God.
So what's this? Big Red. Brother B. We've got Lady T in the house. This is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at The Menu. Mind Your Mental. Yeah. So Red picked out an interesting topic tonight. And I guess we might as well just jump into it. Because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot said on this one. So, topic for tonight, free sex society. Like, I hope somebody didn't see this posted and thought it was an advertisement for, like, like preset, something like, or this is like, yeah, or like this is
for like some toys or something,
like
which you're selling. Right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, there's a free set aside? Oh my gosh, another chat room or something. But yeah, red topic tonight. Besides eat horse, free sex aside.
He says bye. So,
after the
so,
sex topic, you might eat the horse.
Right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, red. Now, of course, you know, you came up with the view. You guys said it all. And what do you mean by free sex society? Because you probably just started something that somebody's going to put on a shirt or something like that. Oh, my gosh.
Free sex society? Oh, that sounds good. Oh, I'm glad you gave me an idea.
Free
sex society. Okay, so you want me to
eat with FSS? You down with FSS?
Yes.
Yeah, you know
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
yep.
You know me.
Yep. Yep, exactly. All right, well, what I meant by that is the fact that, you know, how, you know, society has, you know, just how, you know, sexual everyone is, how free it is now. Like, it's no meaning to it. It's just like, okay, you meet somebody, and especially because of social media and the way things, like everything, everybody wants it microwave. Like everything wants everything hot, fast, ready right now. So it's just like you don't even get to know the person. You don't know who the person is. You don't know who they are. But all you're looking to do is, you know, once again, you just you're looking for that sexual encounter, which is nothing wrong with it. Just like I said, I like the rug burn like
all
the next person,
do is
but
zoom,
it's like
zoom in the porn
yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
But it's like. My thing is, it's a way that you go about it, and it's just like people are giving themselves away too freely. It's no finesse to it. It's no, well, some people finesse it, but
some people
it's
do
not,
finesse it. Mm-hmm.
Right, it's some finesse. You know, it's just like I said. It's just
some
that
people
you know,
have to
okay,
work
you put a
have to work hard.
Right, nobody wants to work
mm-hmm.
for you. You put a post up, and as soon as you put a post up, and I'm not talking about a picture of your body or anything like that. You just put a post up. You think it's funny. Next thing you know, you got three people and four dudes inboxing you. And next thing you know, they're sending you pictures. I didn't ask for that. I didn't put that post up so you can send me 300 pictures of your penis. I don't want that. So what are you doing that for? But it's just ridiculous. And it's like just like you said, nobody works for it. Nobody has any patience. Nobody wants to have patience. Just like, oh yeah, well I'll meet you on Monday, you know, by Friday, you know, we should be doing so and so and so. No. Now unless I know you like that, that's a different story. You know, if we got a little connection, I know you. Different story. But if like you somebody I know that I didn't you know, just because you see me on Facebook or we're friends on Facebook, but that don't mean that I'm gonna be you gonna jump in my drawers, you know, by the next week or whatever. No, so it's like the society is too, you know, it's too much free sex. Like even TV shows and movies, it's like everything has to do with something sexual or somebody doing. You know, it's always something. So it's like when do we have like a balance to it? Where does the you know, like the love come in or the like, or when do we have like once again, people don't realize that, you know, also sex is like very, you know, it's energy, it's vibe, it's connection. And, you know, when do we get back to that? When do we, you know, where does that, you know, like where do we start getting back to that? So that's
you know,
basically what I mean.
I think honestly, when you say where do we get back to that, or where do we even start on that, it's to me based on person by person, because you do have people who will not give themselves away freely like that, and I'm not talking about specific age groups or anything. You know what I mean? So it's like, there are still people out there that's like that, and as far as that go, I don't know. I'm not gonna put a damper on this hot topic, but have you guys noticed that now they have like this AIDS commercial? They also have the herpes commercials and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. It's
yep.
more awareness.
Listen,
because
let me
it's more active.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. All right. You know what? I guess I could be wrong. But it seemed like cancer came about and, like, made AIDS look small. Like, at one time, like, you couldn't turn around and you didn't hear something about AIDS, or they were trying to do something about AIDS, or this, that AIDS, and that AIDS. But then it's like cancer became a big thing and a scary thing at that. And it's like, I mean, because, you know, at one point years ago, many years ago, you know, most people thought, like, oh, cancer was just because you were smoking cigarettes or some chemicals or something like that. But now you got women getting breast cancer, colon cancer. I mean, men and women getting all types of different cancers. And it's not even about cigarettes. It's not about tobacco. It's just about other stuff.
It's about the immune system, technically, with both of those diseases, when you talk about that and what you're putting in your body. And I say that as to say with the topic. I don't know what kind of fluids you may have, Brother B, going into my body if we're going to do it. You know what I mean? The other day, I'm on...
Chicken,
listen,
damn.
No, I'm being
chicken.
Serious. Listen, I was typing something with, finger painting, because I was looking up for finger paint to see if they had it on sale. Okay, great. Instead comes up finger condoms on Amazon. So I clicked on it being nosy.
Really?
I want to know if this is real. I didn't know they had it. They do. I asked my sister that work with a women's group, have you ever heard of that? She said, oh, hell yeah, because you can get herpes on your fingers. I said,
oh,
what?
Lord.
Serious? Yo, this is serious out here.
So serious.
See, you know what? All this free sex, listen, man. Nah, man, bank closed. Bank is closed.
No, I'm being serious. So it's like, it's kind of scary. So I was wondering, do they even have it for the tongue in all of this? They may. I haven't researched it yet, but I was shocked by the fingers.
I think it's called dental dance. I think that's what
they do.
Dental
dance, oh, yeah.
Listen, you got to be also aware of what's out there and things like that, too. So, you know, I don't know how you're going to proceed.
Well, that's the thing. Are people really... really paying attention to it? Because it seems like, all right, so every time you turn around, when you turn on a video, like Red was saying, you turn on a video, you turn on TV, you know, sex, 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 sex. Everybody is just talking sex. Everything is about sex. You do a food commercial and they put sex in it.
Right.
Like, everything is about sex. Laundry detergent, sex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Sex.
It's marketing.
I mean,
it's the art of seduction, stimulating your brain, so you can buy it. So you can get entertained and get involved in this. So you like what the strip club life look like after you probably watch this movie Hustlers that's about to come out. I think it's called Hustlers, whatever, with J-Lo and them. You might just want to go to one of those clubs. Who knows?
Well, all right. Now, what's crazy about that, like we were talking about the whole topic, free sex society, and like you were saying, so it seems like people are not really focused on the AIDS part or the herpes part. Now, I mean, I remember Eddie Murphy said in his stand-up, like, AIDS, I mean, like, herpes, like, you carry that shit around like luggage. I mean,
right.
There isn't enough awareness being made towards it. Like you said, all right, so you get herpes on your finger? Like, really?
I didn't
know
that. I know you could get, listen.
I didn't know
that was
either.
The purpose of the finger condom.
Yeah,
I didn't
absolutely
even know that
mean.
Existed. You
and
know,
then,
you want to, you know, try to make your girl hot.
Stuff.
Now you got to protect yourself.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, God. You got to have, a finger condom. You got to get some saran wrap or something, a bag.
Saran wrap.
Right, what was that little booty call? With the saran wrap.
But I think it's too much promotion. It's too much promotion, too much publicity. Like, nothing in sex right now is taboo anymore, you know, when it comes down to that. So you put everything out there and everybody's trying everything. Everybody's trying each other. Everybody's trying themselves. There's no limit. And I think one of the things why people just keep pushing the envelope because they're looking for the limit. You're looking to, like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, there got to be something higher. It's like you take that first hit or you take that first drink and you're like, damn, this is good. And then you turn around and you're like, you take another one and then there's another one and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit. Like, it becomes an addiction. You know what I'm saying? So you, but now with that addiction, you're looking for what's next after that. All right, I know I'm addicted to this. I know I got this, but what's next? Like, I got to do something different with it. I got to flip it.
Right.
I got to keep it consistent, but I got to, you know, I got to flip it. And I think that's what, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are doing. I mean, I'm not knocking anyone's hustle, but the whole nudie boss scene and certain things is like, yeah, like you said, with the whole herpes on the finger. There's certain things people ain't trying to deal with anymore. Back in the days, things were different. There's certain things you didn't think about or you didn't have to concern yourself with. But now it seems like some of these diseases are like, you know, they're on steroids now and they come back stronger than ever. You know,
uh-huh.
And next thing you know, there's certain medicines and vaccines that just won't work anymore. You know, because, I mean, I remember one time I was reading a story and it said some people don't get AIDS and some people can. You know, it can stay dormant in your system for like 10 years and you just won't know. Herpes is one of those things, too. You turn around, there's something called a kissing disease or something like that. We turn around, you're kissing people, next thing you know, you wake up in the morning with a sore in your mouth. Like, shit like that is scary. And
right,
I don't understand how we can still have a free sex society and
right.
You got shit like that going on, because who wants to wake up with a basketball on their lip? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
You just
but
just
these
never
are
know.
Not things that you even ask in the person in the heat of the moment. Do you have HIV? Can I see your last
right,
doctor record? Do you get what I'm saying? Nobody's doing that.
Nobody's going to do that. Right. Nobody asks, and then no one, you know, like I said, it's, but, you know, and I can't say it's just the young people, because you have people that are in our age bracket, it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're doing the same. They don't go to doctors. They don't take the time to check themselves out. But especially, like, the younger, you know, young people, they don't go to the doctors. They don't check themselves out. They don't go take tests to make sure that they're going to, guess what? You know, they're out there just you know, having, like I said, free sex. You're having sex with this one. You got that one. Like, you know, you're having sex with all these different people, and it's just like you got to take care of yourself, because, once again, I was, just as Brother B said, I hear the commercial, like I listen to the radio sometimes, or I've been listening to my iHeart radio, and some of the commercials, they have a commercial for the HIV where they're saying, you know, it's a medication that they have that you can take to a point where it's not detected at all. So guess what? Somebody
and
in there, you know,
scary.
Some dummy jackass is going to think, oh, it can't be detected. So you know what? I don't have to tell this person I got HIV, and we could just have sex, no condom, no nothing, and guess what? They'll never know anything. No, you can't think like that. That's why I said that right there is scary, because you have somebody that's thinking like that. Oh, I don't have to tell this person I got HIV, because you know what? It's not going to be detected. Oh, I can take these pills and do this, and they won't be detected. So I could have sex with this one and that one and this one and that. It's just sad, and it's just, it doesn't, you know, people need, like I said, people need to be more careful with what they're doing and who you're doing it with. And I'm not saying even people that you know, you got to be careful with. You understand? And it's terrible.
I'm sorry, finish up, Brad. I'm sorry,
no,
man.
That's okay. Gay dog, what up?
What up, people? What's up, everybody?
Good.
And good evening, good evening, good evening.
Greetings, having a session for this topic.
Yeah. Well, all I got. Well, Lady T, how you doing, my dear? Well, here's what I got to say about this. It's like this. Time and time again, we hear about people and sex. Yeah, man, you getting it. You getting it while the getting is good. But you know what? People tend to forget things about. You know, they talk about disease. Oh, cancer's a killer. I'm like, yeah, cancer's a killer. But don't forget, AIDS is still lurking around. People are not taking things seriously. It's like this. Like, I remember having a conversation about, you know, how dudes love to be Mac daddies and players. Like, yeah, they can't get enough of it. I'm like, yeah, the stuff you can't get enough the stuff you can't get enough of comes with a price. Because you know what? You could be messing around thinking, yeah, man, I'm getting it while the getting is good. And next thing you know, you go to the bathroom to pee, and you're screaming five octaves higher.
Kumo D.
Go see the doctor.
Yeah, you start screaming. You're screaming five octaves higher. You're peeing, but it's like, oh, it's some hot mess coming out of you. And it's like, it's a burning sensation. You're like, ooh, you just got burned by the clap.
Well,
I've heard a lot of. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? About that, K-Dog? All right, so, and everyone else, it's like this. We talk about it, but people just don't really want to hear it. It's like what
no.
Lady T said, in the heat of the moment, everything goes out the window.
Right.
And rational thought comes back when it's over, and it's like, oh, shit, what did we just do? It's like, no, don't think about it now. Like, don't get
you
scared now.
You should have thought about it
before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already stepped in and shit now. It's like, you know, it is what it is. And that's one of the things where, like, you hear these commercials. You see, they talk about all these medicines. And I heard that commercial too, Red, where it says, you know,
mm-hmm.
they have medicines where it's undetected, which makes me really feel like, is it really what we think it is, or this is just something that somebody just made up in the lab? Because I remember the story of, oh, it was because Africans were screwing monkeys, and then they bought, that's how AIDS came up. That's how AIDS came about. No,
yeah, I remember
no,
when they
no,
said
wasn't.
That back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the nonsense.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, okay, whatever. Somebody was screwing around
exactly.
in the lab and made something. Population control, but that's another conversation. But anyway, the whole thing is, I don't know why sex, and don't get me wrong, I like sex, it's like, you know, next person. It's all good, but why is there such an emphasis put on sex? Like, what makes it so important?
Look.
I don't know. Because they know it's, you know, they know that's what's going to get, you know, it's sad because they know that's what gets everybody's attention. That's basically
mm-hmm.
what it is. Sex gets attention. You meant, once again.
Yes, it does.
Free, we put up the you know, free sex. That's attention getter right there. Free sex? Oh, my God. That is an attention because you know what? With sex, it's all kind of things running through your head once you hear sex. It could be a wide variety of things.
Like, yeah, wow. Listen, in the heat of the moment, people don't tend to think because you know what it is? It's like this. Like, you know, I've said this before to somebody, and they said, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, love don't live here no more. It's like,
nope.
You know, the first thing you see is like, yeah, I'm going to tap that. Yeah, you're going to hit it. But, you know, we've seen how much people's obsession with sex. Some people, they have a complete obsession with it. Like, they got to have it. I mean, you have people out there who run around having multiple partners. I mean, you're married. You have a wife at home. Why break up a happy home and you're going to be messing around, sleeping around and stuff? And, you know, you getting it, yeah, like left and right. Oh, she ain't doing it. Then my side chick or the other side chick, you know, having a bunch of side chicks. And after that, like I said, you wake up one morning and you find yourself scratching like a dog. Or you're peeing and you know, a burning sensation, or even worse,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not thinking about that.
And you're not thinking
nope.
about the other party either. You're not thinking
nope.
about your
well,
wife. You're not thinking of girlfriend, or, you know, whoever. You're not thinking about
wife,
someone.
Girlfriend.
You can mess around. If you're going to do that, like I said, I ain't condone it, but if you're going to do that, be smart about it. Protect yourself. You
not everybody does
so.
That.
Right. You protect yourself because guess what? When you go home, guess what? You know, of course you're going to. You know, you're going to have, you know, sexual relations with your wife, girlfriend, whoever, unprotected. Protect yourself.
Because,
mm-hmm. like
protect
I said, the baby is having another kid or having a child or whatever from the person is the least of your problems. You can get over that. But when you get an STD or something worse, you can't. That's not something you can get over.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. I think a lot of people have, I think there's a big issue when it comes down to self-esteem. And a lot of people do not want to admit it. Like, they want to put on the mask, like everything is okay. But some people seem to redeem themselves through intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it makes them feel better, or it makes them feel important, or it makes them feel like they've accomplished something. And, you know, some people say, oh, well, you know, it just feels good. I mean, yeah, it feels good for them. I mean, shit. It feels good, you know, paying my bills, but goddamn, I would like to keep some money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's a lot of things out there that may feel good, but it's not for you to just, I guess, you know, stretch it out more than it needs to be stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes down to sex, I mean, it's relevant, but I mean, come on. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
Like I said, every time you turn around, you turn on the TV, that's a video or a song, that's all you hear about. Everything is blatant.
Yeah.
It's just only a matter of time. Like, I bet you could turn on the TV right now and somewhere, at least 3, 4 channels, 5 channels, however the case may be, is going to see something sex. Somebody kissing, somebody doing something, grabbing something. There's always going to be something. And
listen, I heard about the Lorenz Tate thing on Power with his body all showing almost down to his.
Wait, hold on.
I like that.
Stop it.
I know.
Oh,
that.
Damn.
I was about to get into that. Am I going to be turning that off? Negative.
Word.
Stop.
I like seeing Lorenz Tate like that. I'm sorry. All
right.
Don't be sorry. That's the topic, okay? That's the whole topic.
No, that's not what it's about. Listen, stop, K-Dog. Hold on. I'm pausing you for a minute. Do not do that. I am, whatchamacallit, a season behind.
Damn,
I
didn't see the whole episode.
Yes,
I just YouTubed it for that part.
Well.
I haven't.
No,
listened.
I wasn't going to say
season behind.
Yeah, okay, well.
I didn't
see
last season.
Okay,
just
saying, you know, clicking the channels and you do see something you like, and that could go for you guys too. Y'all see a female in a video. Oh, okay. Y'all gonna check her out. So stop it.
Right. I mean, it's not my thing. Is like
I'm not knocking your hustle.
Me neither.
Right,
I'm not knocking nobody.
I haven't seen Power. I haven't seen the season. That's why.
But you know what it is? It's like
talking about stuff.
it's like this. Everybody, you know, we all watch TV. You know, we have a celebrity that we
listen
see,
to
and
songs,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, we have celebrities, but then after some people, they don't realize what they're doing. Like, damn, man, you know, guys, like, hey, man, they got to have it, man. Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this, man. Like, yo, oh, don't worry. Like, I could tell you a story. There was this guy, and who I know, I mean, homeboy was with his wife for the longest, and they decided to get married. They did the city hall thing, but then after they decided to have a real wedding. Now, mind you, it was the bachelor party. I mean, going to the bachelor party, you know, like every other guy. But then after, once I saw the way those women looked, I walked out. When they walked in, I was like, ill. I walked out. I was,
oh
yo,
my gosh.
I mean,
was
man,
that
talk
bad?
About
like,
horror.
Really?
So that he's saying, like, if they look good, he would have definitely stayed.
But I could see weave tracks. I was ill. I was like,
if you would have had a drink or two, they would all look like Halle
Berry. They'd all look like Halle Berry.
Exactly.
I drank like at least 3 shots of some Jack Daniels. I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, damn, y'all still ugly. So I left, and homeboy was so sloppy. He goes ahead and takes one of them. I'm like, dude. Aren't you getting married? Yeah, man, I'm about to enjoy my last bachelor. I'm like, damn, man, ain't that something, man? You're going to go mess around with that, you stupid idiot. So fast forward to the wedding, and I'm like, I'm seeing him. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, hey, man, you should have never left the bachelor party, man. He's like, yo, that chick, man, you should have seen what she was doing to me. I'm like, dude, you're saying this on your wedding? Oh, come on, man, Crow, you got, you know, man, you got to live, man. You got to live, man. Come on, man. You got to live life. I'm like, live life. Dude, you're getting married to your wife, man. And you know what happened? In that marriage, that dude cheated so many times that he went and got the next chick pregnant. And you know, it's the sad thing about it. Like, damn, you were that obsessed with come on, Crone. You can't look at that and walk. I'm like, yes, you can, man. Then why break up a happy home? His thing was this. He said that
maybe it wasn't happy.
And according to his, he said, and I didn't hear it from just him, but someone else said, you know what? You have a serious problem, man. I'm like, what's my problem? You don't know how to live life, man. When you have a side chick, it's the best thing ever. I'm like, why break up a happy home? I'm like, listen, you could have as much fun with the woman that you're with. Like for me, and I'll say this personally and honestly, it's good to be with the person that you're with than to go ahead and mess up something that's good. If you're obsessed with sex, if all you do is watch porn all the time, you're sitting at home, you're watching porn, and you're getting yourself off, man, hey, good. Hey, I ain't knocking nobody, but good luck to you. Go ahead and do it.
The whole free sex thing, everybody has different reasons for it. Like, you feel you may drink a cup of tea and that relaxes you. Some may have a go out and run, and they may relax you or whatever. Some people see it as like, yo, I need a stress reliever. I'm going to go have me some sex. Or I need to go, work out. I'm going to go have me some sex. Like, everybody has, you know, their reasoning, whether it may be some truth to it or some BS, but everybody has their reason. You know, my thing is, whatever happened to the emotional part of sex, whatever happened to, you know, people with the, you know, I love you, and then the meaningful
part. Well, even I like you. I'll even take that. You know, damn, at least
you know
that.
Whatever happened, you know what?
No one has emotions anymore.
I think that's the problem. It's in the label. There's a big difference between sex and intimacy. And a lot of people are having a whole lot of sex and not a lot of intimacy. They're not being intimate, you know, with one another, because everything is so on the surface. Sex is on the surface. Intimacy is something deep. And I think with the way society is so dumbed down right now, like when you guys were saying yesterday on Absolute Truth Show about Lady T, what you said, I think they would talk about, you saying they're taking analog clocks out of the schools because kids, you know, don't use them. I think that's a cop out. Like,
yeah,
dumbing down. Like, you should teach them. You should teach them. And the whole thing is, I think with the dumbing down of society, people are just keeping everything on the surface, because when you dumb things down, things that are meaningful don't mean anything anymore. And I think that's where sex is just becoming one of those meaningless things, because people are just not giving a damn. Like, yeah, it's good, but it's just not that important. Or it's important, but it's not that good. You know, one way or another, you know, they'll stress it for what it is, but really not for what it's meant for. You know what I'm saying? We've all heard somebody say, oh, I'm just getting my rocks off, whether it's a male or a female. But all right, you're just getting it off, but who are you getting it off with? You know what I'm saying?
There's a you pay the consequences for it. There's a consequence.
Well, yeah, there's nothing worse than having sex with somebody and then turn around and be like, damn, why'd I do that?
Exactly.
Like I said and did that, but it's too late. You did it. And you can't take it back.
You already did already.
Yeah, people are a little too free with the whole sex thing, because you know what? I think a lot of people out there are scared. A lot of people not only scared, but they don't know themselves. So they quickly want to know someone else to either be like them, or they want to be better than them, or, I mean, who knows? But people
they
want to
be like
people
their crew.
Know.
I know a guy that's like my age, and this dude he calls it body counts. I said, what the F is body counts?
How many chicks
he's
hitting. To me, at our like I said, at our age, and it's just, you know, at our age, it's sad, and that's why I said it makes it, you know, I was talking to my sons about things like that, and I said, you know, I told them, I said, at my age, it's sad, because you would think that I can deal with an older male, deal with a guy that's older, and it would be a difference in dealing with somebody a little younger. But you know, it's the same thing. A lot of these men that are in our age bracket, they're immature. They're busy trying to be like the 20-something-year-olds. And to me, it seems like the 20-something-year-olds is a little more mature than these older men.
Yeah,
And it doesn't make any sense.
You know what
it is? It doesn't make any sense at all.
You know what I heard one time? There was a guy that told me this. He said like this, "Oh, you see me, man? You know what? I love my wife to death, but I got to have a chick on the side." I'm like, "Really? Oh, yo, come on, man. You know, you got to have that side chick, man." I'm like, "Listen, why the hell are you married if you're still going to be boning on the side? You're going to be messing around with another chick on the side. You're going to be having sex with another chick. I mean, is that all? It's all about the sex." It's like, "Oh, come on, man. You got to have that chick that's going to... You can
why
have
did
that
you even
chick.
Get married then? Like, why,
exactly.
Why did you even get married? You're going to do that."
They know why,
well,
because
you know,
it's about the happy cake and eat it too factor when
exactly.
when it comes to that. She could be everything
yeah.
and all that to you, but something's lacking, and I think that's something lacking on your end. You might
mm-hmm,
be getting older
absolutely.
And might feel like, dang, I need a little young thing on the side. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To boost this
right.
ego.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know what's sad about guys like that, Lady T, Big Red, and Brother B? You ever see those cats with the that still wear the velour suits from the 90s and those oversized Nike or Fila sneakers, and they wearing the gold chain, and they still trying to be...
Don't forget
and wearing,
the gold frame cap, and they too...
Yeah,
and the
gold,
the front,
yep.
yeah, the front and
yeah,
five-finger ring and all kinds of bull.
Five-finger ring and thick and processed wig. And they wearing the processed wave hair, or they wearing the do-rag, and they sitting there like they the Mac and whatnot. They still acting like they the Mac. I'm like, man, listen. and you know what? Those are the same ones, man. Back in the day, without man, yo man, they still thinking about their kid. They still talking about the baby mom.
Trying to relive
and you know what's
their glory
about
days.
It? They're reliving their glory, and they still think they the Mac daddy. Guess what? After all this time of messing around and you have all these kids from different women, what do you expect to have? And you're looking back at the, and you're still standing there with your gold chain and the velour throwback suit. You don't know how long you had that suit. And they wearing, like, the oversized sneakers, and you see all of that. It's like, those are the kind of guys you don't want to end up becoming.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't
That's
have to be like that
it.
If you had... If you have, well, like I said, midlife crisis or whatever, but you wouldn't have to be like that if you were matured. If you grow up and start being mature, grow up. It's no sense in you being, you can't relive them, that you can't be like the young boys. Let the young boys have their time. You had your time already. Even if you're not settled down, if you're not, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you're not settled down with somebody, nobody's saying you have to be settled down. If that's not what you want to do, that's fine. But don't be walking around here like you some type of Mac Daddy, and just like you said, you walking around looking stupid, and then you expect to be coming up to a woman and talk. And I've seen guys like that, and they, you know, "Oh, how you doing? Listen, bro, get out my face. I ain't got time for it. Move along, sir. Don't talk to me about nothing, because you know what? You're going to get on my nerves, or you're already getting on my nerves, because my eyeballs is all... bothering me looking at you. Like, get out of here with that. You want to come with that stupidness saying all kinds of...
Wait.
You married?
I'm
married to the game.
They looking
that's
like Jerome. They come,
no, but,
they looking like Jerome.
Yeah, they look like Jerome.
They look like
exactly.
Jerome.
A 90s version, a throwback version of... No, but you see them. Like, living back in the days, you know, and I was talking about that. I'm like, see, those are the kind of guys you don't want to end up becoming, because those are the ones who had a bunch of kids with different women, and they trying to relive their days like the Mac Daddy,
mm-hmm.
like, dude, that was back in 1989.
Yeah, but see, but check it out. I mean, whether it was then or now, there's a big difference in, like, all right, we've had this conversation before. We brought this up before on other shows. And how it's all about discretion. And nowadays, there's really no discretion. You had men, you had women who may have had families across town. You know, there are women out there who had their side pieces and all this and that, but they kept that between them and the Most High. Now everybody is just putting all their business out in the street, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and this, that, and the third. And it's like, yo, don't you have any type of, you know, discretion? Like, it's not cool to be out there, you know, with the side piece like that. It's not cool
right.
to out yourself.
That's but the they're making
Everybody's
it cool.
Everybody's outing themselves. Yeah, they're making it cool to out themselves. Why would you out yourself? Like, that's some stupid-ass stuff. And then when you get caught, then you want to get mad and be like, well, damn, why did this happen to me?
Yeah, but
it
guess what?
To you because you was too busy. You was outing yourself. You too busy.
But guess
yourself.
What? You know what happens, Brother B? Guess what? Yeah, they get caught, but guess what? And I'm going to put it on some of the women. They get caught, but guess what? The woman still deals with them. She still takes them back. Still didn't have another baby and all this other stuff, thinking, oh, well, if we have another baby, we get married, we did this, that, he's not going to cheat again. Yes, he is. Because guess what? While you sitting there pregnant, he going to go right back to that chick because you know what? You're pregnant. She's not. Well, at least for right now, she's not. So you know what? You don't. When you're not going to always be in the mood, so you know what? She's always in the mood. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a thing of that's why they do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why they do because they figure, hey, you know what? All you're going to do is get mad, holler at me, kick me out the house for 2 days, 3 days, maybe a
and
week. I'm going to come back and bam, I'm going to be back
but
to the old tricks again.
Wait a minute. In all fairness, I'm sorry, but now we got to throw the ball in your court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the last few years, you know, well, more than a few, but over the last years, there's been a nice transition in power. And women are really, you know, doing their thing. It's not like they have ever stopped doing their thing. It's just that now it's just more out there. You know what I'm saying? Women have always been doing their thing. It's just that now it's really out there. It's on the forefront. And you got a lot of women out there that's like, listen, I got a life. I'm going to school. I got business to handle. Got this and third. I ain't got time for the BS. So you know what? You come through. You ain't nothing but a booty call. See, now the booty call thing, it used to be just men with the women. Now you got a lot of women out there booty calling dudes. Like,
yeah,
matter of fact,
they got five people.
And that's the sad part about it.
Exactly.
And you know,
listen, wait, real quick. I was at work earlier this morning, and I'm in the middle of work. I just was thinking about something. And then this lady looked at me, and she was like, you all right? And I said, yeah, now I was just thinking about something. And she was like, oh, what? She was thinking about smoking a blunt, getting some sex. And I was like, I looked at her like, I was actually thinking about a frosty beverage right now, but okay. I was wait a minute.
Maybe she was thinking about you like that.
Yeah,
maybe
I was
the frosty beverage.
Nah, that's all right. I'm good. I was just wondering, like, where did that come from? And I'm like, wow. So it's like that. Because somebody else could have took it and ran with it. You say, yeah, I'm thinking about that. So, well, apparently you're thinking about it too. So what you want to do? Like, somebody, it's like, is it just that easy?
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is,
but,
because I told you.
And it's sad because now you have dudes out there who are really just sitting back like, yeah, you know, these chicks out here, they worse than dudes. And the sad part is, and I hate to keep throwing this man name out there, but I got to. Yo, when he did that whole think like a man but act like a woman, you can't do that. I was
what do you mean you can't do that?
You know what? You know why you can't? Because, listen.
Please tell me why, because I saw the movie.
All right. If the Most High intended it to be that way, then there would be no difference between us. There would be no man and woman. It'd just be one type of person. We're hardwired different. See, man is supposed to complement woman, and woman is supposed to complement men. Together,
but
you
know,
have
in the
complete.
You know,
you have
the book and the
cipher. You have a cipher completion.
Right,
we complete each other. You know what I'm saying? But if a woman is thinking like a man, or you got a man thinking like a woman, I mean, what you got catastrophe? You
no,
got
but
problems.
That's not what it was about, though.
To.
You do know that, Brother B.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah,
about thinking
know,
like
I know,
a man.
No, I know that. I know that. But how many people took it into a listen? I remember years ago, I was dating this chick who was reading that book, and her interpretation of it was so different from what you're talking about. So how many people took it And he may have started out one way, but they said, nah, we're going to go this way with it. Nah, this is what Steve's talking about. Yeah, this is what he means. Nah, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get me like four boyfriends. And I'm going to get money from him, sex from him, a foot rub from him, and he going to wash my car. You know what I'm saying?
So but why? Because that's not even what the book or the movie was based on, though. That's not even what it was based on. It wasn't based on doing everything a man does.
But
it was
asking
requirements and setting standards in a relationship based on how a man thinks.
And once again, interpretation. Because you got to, first of all, you got some boys who are trying to think like real men.
Mm-hmm.
And there are women that are accepting that. So then you have women that interpret what's being said, or they read it the wrong way, and they think like, oh, well, I'm going to start acting. Because I've heard chicks say it before. Well, I'm going to be like this dude. I'm going to start acting like a man, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I told her.
I've heard that before, too.
And I said, well, a man can't get pregnant. You can. You know what I'm saying? So why would you even play yourself like that? Like, why would you even think like real men don't think how you're talking? So
exactly.
don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't interpret it a certain way. If you're going to hear it from somebody solid. Don't just read a book like it's a playbook or something like that. But like I said, a lot of people took that and they ran with it. A lot of women took it another way outside of what you're saying, Lady T. And I'm sure we all know somebody who just on some, yeah, you know, I'm going to be just like a man, and I'm going to start treating these dudes like this. And look at it. You got her going to work, and homeboy sitting on the couch playing Nintendo or making dinner or taking care of the kids. It's a role reversal.
It is.
It's a role reversal.
You know what it is,
and they say, and some chicks is like, yo, just have my dinner and have my sex ready, and we good. Boom. That's that. You got some dudes that's like, yes, dear.
Unfortunately, there's some guys out there, they feel, you know, like, okay, what I said about the guys earlier, I could also say it, the same thing about some women who run around and, you know, mess around and all of that. Because I remember one time when I was in my teens, I remember there was this girl, all the guys were crazy about her. Man, that chick was bad. I mean, not to say that she wasn't attractive. She was a bad-looking girl. But I remember everyone used to be like, hey, man, stay away from that, man. That chick runs around a lot. And I heard a lot of stories. And I remember the guys that used to tell me, yo, they ran into that. And it's like, you're hearing this as a teenager. You're like, damn, man, I know if I touch that girl, it's like poison ivy. Now, fast forward to now. If you see what this girl look like now, no guys would want to look at that. I kid you not. Nobody wants to look at. I'm like, damn, you used to look good back in the day. Now look at you. Like someone said, she did look at you. Yes. And
finish.
Yeah, but then after I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, "Damn, man, you know, both men mess up and women mess up, and like you said, there's some guys they get like, oh well, Ash, you're gonna take care of everything, man. Let me just sit back, relax, and with my PlayStation, and you know, go ahead and play. Yeah, go ahead, babe, go ahead and do that. And meanwhile, she's doing everything, and you just sitting there chilling in the cut.
Yeah. Because, like I said, you got this, and women are, and like I said, it's a role reversal, and you got some women out there that are just like, yo, I'm going to get mine, and that's just that. These dudes been treating us like this for this long, so I'm going to start treating, you know, them like they're a piece of
meat, too.
And
that's a dangerous zone.
And I've
that's
heard,
a dangerous
and I've
thing
heard
to do.
Women say it like, oh, he ain't nothing but some chopped meat, or he ain't this, he this, that, like, all he good for is this. And nothing else, and that's all I need, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, so much for the love.
Love,
so,
love
so
don't
much
live
for
in
the
no
love.
More.
But, and that's the sad part. That's why
but
you
see, that's
to
what makes
society.
It bad for women. Yeah, but that makes it bad for women, like, like, you know, women like me and Lady T that, like I said, we, you know, it's like,
to
you
actually
know,
value yourselves, to actually value
right, that,
yourself.
That, you know,
that have respect for yourself, that has a high level
have respect.
Of respect.
I mean, you know, I just want to, you know, once again, it's like, I'm not looking for all that drama. I don't, you know, I just, like, Dad, can I get one person? Like, can you have just one person, please? Like, but it's like, you know,
no.
And it's just like, I'm not into no. all of that. I'm not trying to, you know, degrade, you know, I don't want him to do, just be a man. Just be a man. That's what I want you. Just be a man.
Well, how
just
how,
be a man.
How's a man? How cats going to be men if they don't, there's no model to it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Where are they learning to be men from? What you think watching, some cats watch a rap video or a movie and think that's what being a man is about. Like, real quick.
It's about taking charge. It's,
day,
about,
what,
it's about, you know, there's more
thing,
to that.
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot more. But the thing is, people see stuff on TV or hear stuff on radio and stuff, and then, once again, they it used to be art imitates life. Now it's like life is imitating art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are just not setting a certain standard anymore for themselves. They'll just see something on TV and they say, oh, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to do things like that. So, like I said, you turn around, you look at TV, every time it's sex, then like, hey, well, then sex is what it's all about. Sex is what the deal is. Now, once again, it's not to pick on, you know, any specialized community or this, that, and the third, but, you know, sometimes I'm on the train and I'm on the buses, and it's not like I actually see more of men kissing on pictures and stuff like that than I think that was said yesterday, than you actually see men and women or women on women kissing. Like, you know, you look at some of these pictures and they're advertising for, you know, certain services or, you know, protect yourself from this or this community for that. But then they have, like, two men all hugged up and lip locking or whatever. And I'm like, well, wait, what's all this about? It's like it's like every time you turn around, some type of sex, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual, it's always in your face. And like I said, it really boils down
mm-hmm.
to the fact that it's like some emotional distress. People are looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's
love. Yes, they are.
But they think it's love, but it's lust.
Right,
that's
and
all
it's overrated. I think.
Love
don't
live here no more.
Yeah.
It's like I know of people who, they think they know about love. It's like, no, love is more than just saying it. Love is a feeling. Love is, you know, an emotion. It's a lot that goes into it. But it's like, you know, sex, if the only thing you're doing, the person's doing with you is only sex, I mean, where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the time, the quality time?
Secondary.
Quality, you know,
secondary.
You don't have to have sex all the time. There's quality time. They're sitting down watching a movie together. Oh, let's listen to some music. Let's dance. People don't know how to romance. That's the problem. People don't.
Oh,
the romance part is gone. It's gone.
That's a bit
days
bit.
Of listening to music, dancing together, or making each other laugh, or, you know, hey, why don't you cook? Let's cook something together. You know, stuff like that. You know, it's
listen,
gone.
We're becoming a society of mannequins. No feelings. You turn on the TV tomorrow, oh, 20 people dead in the mass shooting. We're becoming numb to that. Black man killed,
yep.
Black woman killed, black child killed by law enforcement. We're becoming numb to that. We're becoming numb to the fact of suicide bombers or this war going on, that war, so much killing, so much crime, so that we're becoming numb to it. We're becoming mannequins. That's why everybody's like, you know what, the hell with it. I'm just going to, you know, party like it's 1999. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody's
probably.
Like, I'm just going to go have sex. I'm just going to go do this. I'm just going to go do that. And it doesn't matter because I may or may not be here tomorrow. I'm just going to live my life. And this is what it's going to be. Whether it's full of sex or it's full of candy corn. I'm going to live my life, damn it. And that's just what it is.
Candy corn.
It's no feeling. Like we're losing our, I really believe we're losing our humanity. I really believe.
Oh yeah, we've been losing that. If we can turn around
and just kill somebody, murder someone, murder people, and then turn around and say, "Well, I believe in God." No, you don't. Like people, we have twisted shit up so much; it's ridiculous. How could you turn around and say you believe in God, or you believe in the powers that be, a higher power, but yet you're going out there doing all types of sinning and wrong? You think when you go to church on Sunday or Saturday that it's going to absolve you of it? You think the Most High don't know what's in your heart? Today, tomorrow, yesterday, you think you can just get away from that? Like, when did it, there's no standard anymore. I think once people started, I think it was a song by R.E.M., Losing My Religion. When people start losing
their beliefs, that's me in the corner. That's me in the spot, like, losing my religion. That was a song.
do you want the instrumental? You going to play the instrumental?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a song.
Yeah, but no.
But it's true. You're right, though. Yeah, it's true.
People start losing their belief in things, then next thing you know, it's just like, well, hell, if this is not, if Santa Claus is not real, why am I celebrating Christmas? If the Most High is not real or God is not real, why am I still going to church? Why am I not out there just destroying people or doing whatever I want to do? As much as people, you know, and as much as me and Red have talked about the thing of religion, it really is deeper than that. It's the spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever really focused on the spiritual part of it. Everybody's just focused on the actual religion. But that spirituality, that part right there, it's not being cultivated. It's not being nurtured. That's why everybody's just like going crazy. And it's like as soon as you see something in a tight dress or a tight skirt or what y'all say? Lady T's, the gray sweatpants? Yeah. As soon as y'all
gray
see something like that, it's like, oh, the rim's fake.
Y'all
like, oh, shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Don't Lady T, it's gray sweatpants season.
Yeah, it is.
It's gray sweatpants season, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all straight
up. Be on the lookout, girl.
Like Carolina sausage, y'all just wilding out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, please give me a break. We could look. I don't mean that we're gonna touch it. I know.
I'm not. I know that. But listen, trust me. There's women out there that look. Oh my gosh. Go feed your cat, Red. Damn cat. Nah, but you know, they're quick to look, touch, and do other stuff too. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with dudes. Like I said, people, the lock is off the gauge. You know, it's nothing. Everything's a free fall.
Right. Like, all right. If you think about, like I said, like we always say, like I always say about social media. Now, like I said, just because I put up a post, don't mean I need six dudes inboxing me, and all you want to do is show me, a Willy Wonka. No, I don't want to see that. And I told Shannon, if you inboxing me, because you think you're going to show something, don't even bother. But it's like, that's the thing. You put up something on Facebook, and I'm not talking about, like, a picture of yourself or a body, your body or something like that, just because you put up a certain type of post. It's funny to me. That's why I put it up.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen. If Facebook and Instagram just decided, like, yo, certain pictures we're not allowed to put up anymore. Like, you can't put up this, you can't put up that, you can't put up anything about sex.
But it's supposed to be standards, though. But it's supposed to be that standard, like you're supposed to have certain standards, like on Instagram, maybe not Facebook, kind of, but. On Instagram, like, I go through my Instagram and the pictures, that, you know, some of the pictures that I see with some women, and it's like they be really showing. So it's like I thought it was some type of standards. But my thing is, okay, if you show, if it's like the more you show, the more attention you get. That's what I mean by, like what you said, this free sex. That's what it is. It's like the more you show. Now, if you just show a picture of your face, yeah, you're going to get your likes, but it's going to be a little bit. But don't start showing the whole body. Then don't be, less dressed. Then you really going to get the likes and whatever. But I don't understand what's going on here with that. Like, it don't make no sense.
But you could even you could show nothing. Also, let's say, because I had this happen to me, unfortunately, on my profile picture, and I guess I was smizing too much at smiling with the eyes. Oh, my gosh, your eyes are so seductive. I was like, whoa, 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 who are you? You know what I mean? So it's like, come on, okay.
And
right, they're taking everything out of context. Yeah.
People take things out of context. It's very, you know what it is? It's like now. Everybody, like you said, imagine if there was no social media. Imagine there was no Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, all of that. Imagine if they didn't have all those things. Could you imagine where would society be? Where would these people be?
We would probably be a little more communicative. Maybe be a little more communicative and maybe just a little more caring toward each other. Like, now people just really don't pay attention. Like, you ever walk and see how people just don't pay attention to anything much anymore? Like, some people just walk aimlessly. I was watching one person just walk, and they stopped, and they looked at their phone, and they just walked, and then they started walking into the street, and then they started walking slower, crossing the street, looking still looking at their phone, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, while they're looking at their phone, I can't stand that.
Yeah, and I just find it like we are just becoming so out of touch with one another. So sometimes I think that sex, people feel like that's a way of reconnecting. Like they're staying in touch, oh, I'm going to go have me some sex, to stay in, that's another form of communication. Just sex instead of talking.
Yeah.
Like I said, but like you said, love don't live here no more. Love,
no, they don't.
Thing, like it's kind of blasé. It's all
y'all
about
keep
saying
love.
It's lust at first sight.
But let's talk about like. Y'all keep saying love don't live here no more. Let's talk about like. My thing is, like I said, okay, I'm gonna speak for myself. Listen, in order for me to have some type of sexual contact or even look at you sexually, I gotta
intimacy.
At least like the love stuff, huh?
Like
intimacy,
right?
Like,
I have to at least
like ain't in style no more. That's
right,
the sad part about it.
Yeah, it's true.
I understand, but it's like I have to at least like you. It's like your personality. It has to be something about you that I at least like before I can get to a point of being like, all right, because that's what like I always say, like. Can lead into, I think like leads into love a little better than just,
does.
Cause we had sex yesterday. Oh, I'm in love with you now. No, you're not.
You're infatuated with the person. There's lust and infatuation.
Right.
Well, it
and
depends,
there's nothing wrong with infatuation now. Nothing wrong with that.
It depends on your angle or what angle you're coming from. Like,
exactly.
May he rest in peace, but I don't think it could have been said any better. What he said, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks, ring up, and people, that's big. Listen. The man just said black and ugly as ever. Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But it was the lines after that. I stay Gucci down. Yeah, no matter how I look, is what I got to show.
Yeah, meaning he got money,
that
so he's going to hit this anyway.
Exactly.
just represent that line right there. Those lines right there just basically represented like a whole generation.
Yes, it
to
did.
Me, this newer generation, it just represents. It's not about how you look or whatever. It's like you can, listen, once again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I've heard chicks with conversations. Yeah, girl, he ain't too savory. I heard dude say it too. Yeah, she ain't too savory, but she got a fat ass and she got a nice job, so I'm good. I'm like, wow.
Or the
pooch
is good.
Mm-hmm.
Or the
pooch
is good. Or the penis is good. Yeah.
She bought, his sex is a bomb. Like, he don't look all that great, but his sex is a bomb, and this is that. And I'm like, wow, he got a nice job, or he got a nice car, and I'm like, so this is why we're having sex, because with nice cars and nice jobs and stuff like that, because how somebody looks.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a place to stay.
Yeah, everybody got different values with it. It's called finessing.
Material.
That's finessing. I'm going to finesse
it's not about,
stay. I'm a whole
it's not about how you. It's not how you look on the inside. It's all about the outside. It's not. It doesn't. How you look on the outside doesn't matter. Like on the inside, it's like, I don't care about that. I just care about what's on the outside. Because everybody can see on the outside. Everything, it's all about the visuals. It's all about the visuals. The inside
don't
matter no more.
Yep.
What about the people,
you know,
that
saying?
Just have needs? That's what they need. They need that.
What,
talk about
sex?
The nymphos. Nymphos.
Oh, the nymphomaniac.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
sex addicts?
That's
different categories
different.
Of nymphos, but, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I just want someone around, handle this once in a while, you know. Get back to me after.
So listen, if that's one of those situations, if that, listen, if
damn.
That's one
not
of those
me,
situations.
Not me, I'm just saying.
No, I'm
be for yourself, lady.
I'm talking to you.
I need somebody around to drown in it.
Well, that's what. See, but that's the whole thing. You when you. Oh my gosh. Go. I'm gonna bring you a bucket of chicken.
I know. Go feed the cat. You already
did. You feed, yeah. And you go feed the cat.
Oh man.
You go feed the damn cat. No.
No,
but
seriously, there are people out there like that. That listen, I just want you for once in a while. They may have a few people on their call list. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and it's people that they are familiar with. These things really happen.
They have history. Oh, well, you know what they have history. All right, now listen. Good thing. Did you think you said that? Now, you have people who have history with one another, not just the one-night stand. There's people who are like, listen, I have this person and that person, and they serve this purpose, and that's just what it is. All right, listen, if that's what you do, then that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? That's something different. I think we have other situations out there where people are just promoting the whole promiscuity thing, and it's gotten out of control. Now, what you're saying is like a controlled experiment. I got this person, I got that person, I got that person, I got this person. We're good. I don't need no more. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to go to work and do what I got to do, go to school, get my education. And when I feel the itch, I got somebody.
Isn't that kind of a double standard to what we're talking about? I got Fred on Friday. I got Chucky on Sunday. I got Black on Monday. I got Taco Felipe on Tuesday.
Well, listen, if you got that many, then it's a problem.
But that's what I'm
I've
saying.
Scenarios
this
before,
really happens.
Oh, well, you're talking about that. Oh, well, then stuff like that, like, nah, that's not cool. Like, if you got to,
out
like,
of different
what,
guys
that like,
do different things. These things really, 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 really happen.
Well,
yeah.
I know they do. I know they do, but it's just like, yo, I mean,
I can't.
I can't either. I can't.
She said, Filippo Taco Wednesday.
I can't.
Then you're Frederico Cougar.
Yeah, I can't. I mean.
Unbelievable.
I really don't know what to say to it.
But see, my
like
thing
said,
is,
there's
if you
there's
got.
A big difference.
You if got you what? Got it, like, my thing is, where do you have. My thing is, okay, even a nympho or whatever. Where the hell you have you must? Where do you have time to do that? All of that? Where do you have unless you just don't have no job and you just laying around all day stroking your damn monkey all day? Where do you have time to deal with a different woman every night or a different person every day like that?
Well, hold on. I got somebody for you that's going to answer that question right now.
Oh my God! Don't
know,
make me grow up.
You. There you go.
Oh,
answer the question.
There we go.
Hold on. Before we get started, this is a hot rock. I just want this is a disclaimer. I got Buddha B on Monday, Sean Black on Tuesday, Wednesday, on Thursday, and then I
here
need the best for last, Lady T on Friday. You be kind.
Oh, God.
You better go somewhere with
God
that.
Damn.
You better go somewhere.
Saturday and Sunday, I have to take care of my kids. So, you know, on the weekend, it belongs to my kids, okay? That's all I need to say.
Oh, my goodness.
But.
Yo, I can't win.
But let me keep this rest. If a person that has a different partner for each need, is that a sign of self-depression or mental illness?
You said a different partner for each need. Like, what do you mean by a different partner for each need?
No,
like,
if I have Tisha, if I have you for, you know, for one night stands here and there, I don't want to settle down. Is that a sign of depression? Because some people sleep with other partners. To me, it's a sign of depression. Like, you know what? I don't want to settle with no one. I'm gonna get my thing on, and I don't want to fall in love. I don't want to be in no relationship.
Well,
you think it's a depression?
It could be self-esteem depression. It could be that, but just as Brother B said, you have to look at things at a case-on-case basis. Just like you said, if it's somebody that you have history with, that's kind of like a different story. Now, if you just haven't just, like we say, free sex, if you're just out there just, oh, well, I'm going to have sex with her today, and then tomorrow I'm going to have. To me, like I said, once again, where the hell you got time to be doing that? That's first thing. Where you have time? Like I said, you're sitting around not doing nothing to you sometimes. I don't know, I guess, scam or whatever the hell these people do these days. Then where do you have time to do that? But then just like you said, that I think that is a sign of depression or just some type of self-esteem.
There's something
issue.
Wrong.
Right.
Something
you need to go check yourself out if you can't be satisfied. Then you need to do the Kirk Franklin and go get some help somewhere. Because wasn't
I've
he a sex addict or
same
something?
Thing.
Yeah.
That same thing that Hot Rod just said, I've seen it in the movie Colors, and one of the characters, she was always having sex with men. One of the guys asked her, are you a prostitute? She's like, no, I just like to have sex. Come to find out, you know, for Colored Girls. I said Colors. Two different movies. Y'all in the 80s, sorry. Colored Girls.
The girl you're talking about. Okay, the one that
looked right. Okay.
To yeah,
right,
ahead.
There you go. So come to find out, she was actually abused by her grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it gets deeper when you want to look at, you know, why these girls do certain things. You got to find out.
Men too. Yeah.
Were you
men
raped?
Well.
Are you depressed? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Men as well.
That, No, that's what I want to say. That, I think that was, I was aiming at. Thank you, Lacey. Like, to a certain degree, I believe it's some type of mental depression or illness going on, because for you to be jumping around from partner to partner to be quote unquote
satisfied.
Yeah.
There's no love. You grew up with no love in the household, because you know what? You're looking for something, and you know what? It's not there, because guess what? If you have to jump from partner to partner to partner, then there's a problem.
No, it's just an underlying other issue, an underlying issue. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe just like you said, the situation. We got go ahead, bro. All right, Rob.
No, for the last 20 years I know you, I love you, man. Okay? You feel better now? Do you feel better? I love you. Go ahead.
Well, no, you know what's crazy? So you talk about how the girl was raped by her grandfather. Now, there are other people, whether it's male or female, they, when these type of situations like incest or molestation go on, some of them are brought up to think that it's okay to just have sex like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No,
you know,
no, I don't think so. I think it's the guilt of it. They haven't faced the reality that it happened, and they feel like I've known cases where women will tell you they felt abused, so they continuously abused themselves. They haven't forgiven themselves for. You know what I mean? It gets really deep.
It gets really deep. Yeah.
No, that movie was. It's something.
Not
else.
Even in that movie. In life, I'm talking
in
about.
Life.
I actually know.
And then
that
you have the family members that know these things happen. And don't try to.
And they ignore it.
They know it. They ignore it. Or they say, "Oh, he didn't
or
do that."
Or they blame the
Absolutely.
Child for what happened.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're
your
dealing
fault.
Guilt. They're dealing with guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, if for the, I, you know what, I mean, it's not. I guess some things are not for me to understand, but I can't understand how you can feel guilty for something that somebody did to you.
a brainwash. Well, it could be brainwashed.
It is.
Mm.
Yep.
So.
Sorry to tell you guys, you got females who think when men cheat on them, oh, it was my fault. They can't get over it. You need therapy,
well,
babe. You really need therapy.
It is a woman's
fault.
No,
don't. I can knock you out through this phone. Don't even go to your phone.
Like, there's even some guys that deal with the fact that a woman cheated on them, and they're messed up in the head as a result of that because they're like, what the hell happened?
Kato, don't cover up. Right. Just tell like it is. Is a woman's
fault. Well,
I'm sure
you heard about the guy that stabbed his kid's mother or his ex-girlfriend in the beauty salon. Like, somebody showed
the
video. But yeah, the husband, because he was apparently abusing her for years. But the thing is, what she went and did was she had sex with another guy and videotaped it, and I guess he, or I don't know who, but it went viral. And apparently while they were having sex, the dude that was smashing said his name. So of course he felt very disrespected, and you know, he was hurt and all this and that, and then which led him to do what he went and did. And I say that to say this about, like, yo, when it comes down to sex, I'm sorry, it may be good, but it's not that serious. Like, it's something emotionally deeper when it comes to people who feel the need to, like, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's something that's a controlling thing. I don't know.
No,
but
it's an obsession. It's an obsession.
I think it's an escape from reality for the time being. For the time being, you've been abused. You hate your life, or you're going through trauma. You have a sex with so and so. You enjoy yourself for 5-10 hours or so, and that's reality. It could be an escape.
Or make you feel important. Make you feel important.
It makes you feel
like somebody actually loves you for the moment. Or somebody actually cares about you for the moment.
Mm-hmm. You gotta know your worth, man. When dealing with sex, I'm sorry.
Too.
Like, you take precautions driving. It's the same thing. If you ask me, I'm sorry. Call me corny for saying that,
but it's
the fact that people don't. Like I said, people don't want to do that anymore because sex is like.
No, they don't.
Oh, it's sex. They don't want to do that. They don't want to take precautions because it's like, once again, it's something that's being embedded as a brain. Just like Hot Rod said, it's like a brainwashing. It's like I said, you see it on TV. You hear it in the song. Everywhere you go, it's sex, 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 sex. Like I said, you hear the word sex. And like I said, it's a whole broad. Your mind just starts going. So it's like, okay, when I get to have this sex, I'm going to have it. And you know what? I'm not going to use no protection. I'm not going to to get on the wall and jump up in the air, and we gonna flip her upside down. We gonna do all kinds of stuff, and then you know what? I got that sex. I got it. But
and
then after it's like, damn, I got the sex. Like,
and,
okay.
But you, and yo, Red, you just hit the nail on the head, because, and Lady T too. See what you said, Lady T, know your worth. But how could you know your worth if sex has become worthless?
Right.
Well,
how could
you should know your
worth.
No, but
look, check it out. How, if sex has become worthless, how could you actually know the worth of that or anything? People sometimes, they treat other people better than they treat themselves. So if they don't know their worth, how could they, you know what I'm saying, how could they deem anything worthy? See, if you don't care about your damn self, then you're just going to be out there screwing whatever. Because it don't matter. I don't know who I am. I don't give a damn about myself. I'm just doing me. That's why you got to do that. What's up?
What about the R. Kelly case? How can you explain R. Kelly and all those ladies to me?
He's sick.
And a cult.
He's sick.
Mm-hmm.
He brainwashed
anybody
those
like
young
that,
girls.
He did.
Especially, hold on one second, guys. Especially with that case. You know, these young girls, they are into these older men and these married men and this, that. They love that.
Yep.
They love that. You older men, y'all going to be spending money on me. That's what that's about.
He's a predator.
A sugar daddy.
He's a predator.
Who do you blame in that case?
Big time.
You know who I blame? I blame the people that still support him. This is a monster of your making. The people sat back and watched that bad weed grow.
Exactly. And they did. And they, as a matter of fact, it became a media sensation because when that tape came out, it was selling like hotcakes. And you know what? His music was still selling because, you know what, after he denied everything, all of a sudden he had sex in the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell?
But I would also
watch those guys that watch that tape with a kind of crooked eye. Like, why y'all wouldn't even see that?
To some defense, back then, you talk about, what, late 90s? You watch it to see it was really him. It was a really R. Kelly. Because back then, it was a different mentality. Like, wait a minute, this is really R. Kelly on a black market tape? And even though the tape was nice and fuzzy, you just But if the guy finished watching the whole movie,
I couldn't even finish it. At the barbershop they showed it and I couldn't even finish watching it. Everyone turned it off. They're like, turn that crap off.
To the people who's watching a grown ass man have sex with a kid, like, listen, you deserve a bullet in your ass.
It was gross. I mean, everyone was like, turn it off. Please turn it off. I was like, that thing is gross. And they turned it off. They're like, yo, man, one guy took the tape and threw it in the trash can. Like, yeah, we don't need to see this crap. This thing is nasty. It's like, yo, what respect could we have for R. Kelly?
I don't listen to his music anymore.
Well, a lot of people still do. He's still making it.
And to be honest with you, listen, then know what you're supporting. Don't get mad when he does what he does, because know what you're supporting. You're supporting that. You're supporting the bad habit. You're supporting the predator.
But he didn't do any of this stuff. That's not me. I'm fighting for my fucking life. Y'all killing me with this shit. 30 years of my career. 30 years of my career.
I didn't watch any of that interview.
30 years of my career.
Listen.
I don't know.
It's not about
it. Yeah, it is. But once again, it all boils down to work. How could, it's like what ladies say, worth. But the thing is, how could you know your worth if you don't even know what worth is? If you were never taught worth, you value nothing. And a lot of people.
Listen, you can Google today. You can Google today, Brother B. You can just Google it today. That's how they want to learn. That's how they need to learn. Start Googling and YouTubing, you know, brighter things. I don't agree with that. It's a lot. I don't either. I'm just saying. You really have to. I don't know. Know yourself. I don't know. I guess we grew up in an era of self confidence. I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
It's totally different.
Yeah, but this younger generation, no matter how hard you try to tease them, they're looking at you like you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. All you're talking about.
It's the microwave generation. Everything quick.
No, it's the generation. It's the generation of modern technology. Cell phones. People don't talk anymore. People don't read anymore. Everybody's on their phone. Everywhere you go, you're on your phone. And
I don't think it's
now,
so much modern phone. Technology. I think it's too much of a generation to follow fashion. Nobody have their own swag. Nobody has their own style. Everybody want to be something that they're not.
Exactly.
Especially when I'm hearing grown men my age still talking about body counts. I'm like, yo, didn't you do that when you were 18, 20, maybe 25? What's your cutoff limit, FYI, to all the guys on the panel? What's the cutoff limit with all the gigolo style stuff? What's up? Because I don't know if men do have a cutoff limit.
When they get married, that's a cutoff limit.
I don't think so.
because they still doing
when
it.
They get married.
Yo, we're about to.
And then again, you know, yeah, you're right. It's not even a cutoff limit then.
Yeah, right.
Big Red, no Lady problem. T, Hot Rod, K Dog. Thank you.
Oh, I guess this is our cutoff limit.
Oh, yeah. It was about to shut down.
No. there's gonna be a part two to this.
Oh yeah, it's probably gonna have to be. We gotta re up. As soon as Red writes the script. All right, y'all. Everybody have a good night.
Get your body count, Red. Get your body count.
Yeah.
Get the body count,
Red.
Get body count.
Go feed that cat. Go feed the cat.
Go feed the cat. Yes, I am. Night,
oh, my goodness. Good night, y'all.
All right. Later.
Peace out. Another one in the can.
Peace
out.